We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Even as more states legalize marijuana, the feds have not. So many banks are unwilling to get involved in the pot market. That's why most marijuana businesses are cash only, no credit cards.
There is a push on Capitol Hill to change that, and Bloomberg's Nathan Dean is on our news line. So Nathan, what are some lawmakers looking to do?
So really, the idea here is that there's a bill called the Safe Banking Act. Now, this would allow banks to service marijuana businesses. This is not decriminalization. It's not legalization. All it allows is marijuana businesses to be able to go to the banks. Now, currently, lawmakers, and this has, like, I wouldn't call it bipartisan support, but it's bipartisan warmth. There are Republicans that are on board with this bill. The problem is that Congress is going to end the lame duck session in a few weeks. And it's really, where does this bill pass? Can it pass? And right now, because Speaker McConnell has said he's not on board with it going with the defense bill, really the most likely place for this to pass is the omnibus bill that we expect to pass before December 23rd. We're giving it about a 70% chance at this point, but anything can still happen.
By the way, there's no law that says banks can't partake in these businesses, right? They're just deciding by themselves whether to get in or not.
That's correct. I mean, because this is still going to, marijuana is still going to be federally illegal. We actually don't think many banks are actually going to come in and say, okay, right today, we're going to start servicing marijuana businesses. You know, the marijuana businesses that we're talking about are, smaller mom and pop distilleries and, dispensaries and so forth like that. So the big banks like the J.P. Morgans and the Key Banks and the Wells Fargos of the world most likely are going to say, no, thanks. We still have some KYC and anti-money laundering issues that we don't want to deal with. However, there are going to be some state chartered banks, like in Colorado, for example, that we think will take on the risk. Now, it's going to be expensive, but they're still going to take on the risk. So if you're in a mom and pop sector, chances are rather than having to stash your cash in a safe somewhere, you're at least going to be able to take it to a more secure place if this bill passes.
We understand there's other marijuana-related legislation in the Senate concerning gun rights and possibly expunging some marijuana convictions.
That's correct. So it's called Safe Plus. So the Safe Banking Act is the one that talks about the banks. There's another bill called the HOPE Act. It's called the Harnessing Opportunities by Pursuing Impungement Act. And this is a progressive ask. This bill actually helps states expunge cannabis offenses through federal grants. And this is really the sweetener for the progressives to get on board with this bill. But on the other side, some of the Republicans may not be on board with this. The one thing that we are telling our clients, though, just to be very careful about is that anytime you see a statement right about now when it comes to the passage of either of these bills or both of these bills, you're seeing a wide fluctuation in marijuana stocks. There's an ETF called MSOS. And yesterday when Senator McConnell sort of poo-pooed the idea of this Defense Act, it dropped 12%. We've seen swings from a positive 20% down 12%. So there's a lot of volatility going on right now with these pot stocks.
Yeah, a lot going on. All right, Nathan, good update. Thanks. That is Nathan Dean at Bloomberg.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.